You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So, you know, somebody that just gives themselves over to the reality of what God wants. I mean, God's not. Do you think we're waiting on God, or do you think God's waiting on us?
It's both, I guess. I think God's waiting on us a lot of times to be obedient, but I think we have to wait on God for the season and the timing that something's supposed to happen.
Which is the season, like what took place during the season we're talking about, and the charismatic renewal and the Jesus movement. And what if you felt like you weren't prepared for that? So how would you prepare for it now? Now that you know it's going to happen. I mean, I've seen it. God has shown it to me. I'm sure you've probably been seeing some of it too, or hearing some people that are seeing it, and it's massive. They're coming out of the woodwork. They're pushing. I mean, God showed me them pushing the hinges off the door. I mean, they're coming. But are we ready? You know, how would you prepare yourself for this?
Well, I think we have preparation for it. I don't think you're ever totally prepared for the new season, because it's going to present you with things you never saw before. Let me give you an illustration. I believe the Lord has shown me some time back that He's going to use black people in a special way in this revival. Now, we already know that. But it's not just the stars. It's not just the guy that has already a high profile. Mm-hmm. And there's certain political people, black people. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing this on the street. I'm seeing it in business. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it when I go to eat. Mm-hmm. There's something that God's going to do with black people and with Hispanic people. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be our influence. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking, you and I are white, Caucasian.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but I think that it's going to be surprising where all this comes from.
Yeah.
Just like West is surprising. Mm-hmm. And there are others that are going to be surprising. I think we're going to have to adjust and acclimate to the way God's going to do this.
Right, right. I mean, inside of me, I mean, when Kanye West released this Jesus is King album, I go, yes, it is. I've been longing for this sound in my spirit. You know how some of you could just have this desire for the sound, and it just wasn't hitting it. I just making do. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I heard that sound that was coming out of that, and of course it's anointed, that it was just that big relief. It's just like, it's here. That's the sound of what I believe is coming, which is, you know, diversity in singing that and touching, and I'm hungry for it. You know, I'm hungry for what God's doing. But I heard that word as well as regard from Hispanic and African American, that God's going to use in a powerful way, a very powerful way.
I do. It's strange because I've gotten around certain people and I've felt God was moving in them more than they knew, more than they realized.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been so strong with me, I've been tempted to go visit an African American church.
Right.
Which I have done, and I've pastored African American pastors.
Right.
But this is different.
I understand it, yeah.
And it's going to be different for them, too. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about it. I'm reverencing it, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not excited like I'm just going to dive in.
Right.
I've been there.
Right, yeah. It was 2 inches deep. I broke my neck. We're good.
Well, there were alligators in there. I have the fear of God.
Oh yeah.
But I'm interested to see it. Mm-hmm. I feel like Moses standing on the mountain looking over into the land. Mm. Yeah. I feel like there's something that is going to be explosive, but it's going to come from different places than we expected. And we're already seeing the beginnings of that.
Yeah, I have an African American spiritual son that had been a prodigal. He had gone on his journey, and we had a gathering, and he was going to come to the gathering. And when he showed up, he's like, "I knew I was had, because the glory of God, the presence of God was there." Right?
That messes you up.
But the thing about it is, he has such an ability to sense the presence of God, where other people could be right in the middle of the presence of God, and they can't even sense. You know, so he comes. And he just shares his heart, and God's moving. Once his heart is broken, other hearts were broken, and people begin to say, you know, hold me accountable. I'm ready to deal with this in my life. It was amazing. That Thursday after that, Sunday, you know, he contacts me and says, I'm rededicating my life to God. And then the next Sunday we gathered, the glory settled again. You know, we're talking about different things, but I was so grateful because I said, you know, as a leader sometimes, like, you just want to dive in, but people are disconnected. And he goes, he just couldn't barely talk because the glory of God was so strong. And I'm like, let's go for it. Let's just soak. And as we did, the glory of God just began to settle in our presence. And it's like he discerned what other people couldn't discern that was going on at that. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. And God reveals himself to who he wants to.
Correct.
He uses people that way. He'll show them something he didn't show everybody else, and they become a leader. They didn't even know they were going to become a leader.
Right, right.
Who would have ever expected the Kardashians to lead a revival?
Oh, my goodness, right?
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of Arminians in this country. Now, West and his wife baptized their children recently in the Arminian church.
Okay.
The Arminians were slaughtered.
Yes. Turkey.
And there was a Holocaust, and they were Christians, and they were attacked. There's a lot of Arminians on the West Coast.
Okay.
Dimas Shakarian was an Arminian.
Okay.
I have a friend, Luke Yegnazar, he's Arminian. His whole family is committed. They're Iranian Arminians.
Okay.
I've spoken with Arminians. My son has spoken with them, I mean, to conferences.
Right.
Now, there's a big Armenian community that you don't know have that history.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep in them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here God touches
Kanye
and Kardashian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much influence she had on him or him on her,
right.
But they're both in it.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's unexploded dynamite
right.
all over the country.
Unexploded dynamite.
Right.
Wow, ready to go off. Wow. Yeah.
All you got to do is just...
We're talking spiritual here.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Well, the mother... I'm sorry, I can't think of the Kardashian's name, but maybe the... Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother was married to a Pentecostal pastor, I believe, that loved God. And her testimony is, he's a good man. I just didn't want God, so I left. But she speaks well of him. So their lineage there is awareness. Now, I mean, I don't know a lot of details about him, but the fact is I know this. What I've seen so far, I wish that was happening everywhere in the church. Right? That'd be awesome.
You know, there are a lot of take Charles Stanley, pastored a large church.
Mm-hmm.
I guess First Baptist in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Very loved man.
Yeah.
Well, he has a Pentecostal background.
Really?
People didn't know that. Wow. I mean, he had people in his family, I think either his parents or somebody close to him, who had been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And without going into detail, I just know that there's a lot of people that have history that have left their history.
Right.
And you think, well, it's over for them.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they've come to the end of their journey and realize they need God, and they know something about the Lord.
Right.
And I believe that kind of thing is going to happen.
Yeah.
And in the African-American community, there's a lot of that because they heard from an early age about the Lord, and they know that their ancestors were brought through because of Jesus.
Right, right.
And so they've got something going that a lot of us don't have,
right,
in terms of background.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a potential, mm-hmm, for a tremendous breakout.
Right.
And I think there's more of that underground in our country than people realize.
Wow. Have you heard Samuel Rodriguez speak?
I can't say.
He's the one that prayed at the president's inauguration, uh-huh, but just a powerful, powerful man of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.